Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, September 29th, 2025, and we have a lineup of leadership and management headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Dr. Arno Antlitz, appointed as member of the supervisory board of Traton SE. Dr. Arno Antlitz has been appointed as a member of the supervisory board of Traton SE by the competent court. Dr. Antlitz, a member of Volkswagen AG's group board of management since 2021, currently oversees finance and operations. He also serves as a shareholder representative on the supervisory board of Traton SE. More details about Dr. Antlitz's CV and other mandates can be found on the Traton website. Traton SE, with brands like Scania, MAN, International, and Volkswagen Truck & Bus, is a leading commercial vehicle manufacturer aiming to transform transportation for a sustainable world.
Janine Nauer, named new head of project development and construction projects at Zug Estates. Janine Nauer, aged 44, has been appointed as the new head of project development and construction projects at Zug Estates. She brings extensive experience in project development, having worked at Swiss Life Asset Management and a Swiss real estate service provider. Ms. Nauer holds a Master of Arts in Architecture and an EMBA in General Management. She will succeed Peter Wicke, who has been with Zug Estates for over 6 years. The Board of Directors thanks Mr. Wicke for his contributions and wishes him well in his future endeavors. Key dates to remember include the publication of the annual report on February 19, 2026, and the general meeting of shareholders on April 8, 2026. Ancorato announces new hires to enhance capital markets and advisor support. Ancorato, a third-party money manager specializing in structured note strategies, has welcomed new hires to their team. Patrick LeBlanc and Andrew Burghardt join as vice presidents of capital markets, covering different regions. Thomas Monaghan has been appointed as advisor concierge to streamline the advisor experience. Additionally, industry veteran Joanna Vinetch will assist with national account services. These new team members bring decades of experience in distribution, advisor support, and industry leadership, reinforcing Ancorato's commitment to providing exceptional service and trusted relationships. Ancorato offers innovative strategies using structured notes to financial advisors, aiming to expand access and provide personalized support. Learn more about Ancorato's unique investment process and strategies at their website.
Network news breaks. Favo Capital, OTFA, appoints Dr. Wael Barsoom as independent director. Favo Capital, a diversified financial company, has appointed Dr. Wael Barsoom as an independent director. With a background as the former president and CEO of Cleveland Clinic Florida, Barsoom brings extensive experience in healthcare innovation and governance. Sean Quinn, president of Favo Capital, emphasized the importance of Barsoom's appointment in guiding the company's future. Favo Capital operates in financial services and real estate, providing alternative funding solutions to businesses. Headquartered in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Favo Capital prioritizes financial transparency, sustainable growth, and long-term value creation for shareholders. Leading to Win 2025, Bridging the Gap events brought together veterans, leaders, military, and civilian communities in Texas. The Leading to Win Texas Foundation successfully hosted Leading to Win 2025, Bridging the Gap, a four-day event that brought together service members, veterans, spouses, employers, and community leaders in Texas. Highlights included a 9/11 memorial reception, a Friday conference and resource fair with subject matter experts, and a Texas Army ROTC tailgate. With over 20 sponsors and donors, the event emphasized collaboration between military and civilian communities to empower veterans and strengthen Texas. For more information about the foundation and future events, visit leadingtowin.org.
From corporate finance to coaching, Nicole Shaver's Leap of Faith. Nicole Shaver, a Chicago-based leadership coach and founder of Nicole Shaver Coaching and Consulting, made a significant career transition from corporate finance to coaching. With over two decades at a big consulting firm, Nicole grew from senior accountant to partner before following her passion for developing people. Certified through the International Coaching Federation, she specializes in helping leaders and teams reach their full potential. Balancing her coaching practice with being a mom to 9-year-old twins, Nicole's journey showcases the power of reflection and pursuing one's true calling. Transitioning practically with the support of her family and platforms like WEN, Nicole emphasizes the importance of having practical foundations covered when embarking on a new path. Her advice for others considering a similar leap is to seek support, understand authentic values, and ensure practical considerations are in place to confidently reimagine possibilities.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.